Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, police in New Jersey are looking for a goat that escaped its pen.
Tony Kornheiser. So the goat's on the lam. Don't worry. Okay. I'm sure he'll be back. See, I can
What are we doing? A promotion
like
for the Mike Krzyzewski, Dawn Staley commercials? Is it what are we doing?
I can do
Dion
goats.
And, you know.
Yeah. I can do goats. That's what I do well. I used to work with a goat, remember? Welcome to PTI, boys and girls.
Don't go there.
In today's episode, Ja Morant is suspended, the Warriors are out, and Canada is eliminated from the Stanley Cup playoffs. But we begin today with the Celtics pummeling the 76ers, 33-10 in the third quarter of Game 7 yesterday, on their way to a 24-point rout of Philadelphia. Jason Tatum had 51 points for the Celtics, while MVP Joel Embiid and James Harden combined for just 24 points on 8 of 29 shooting. Wilbon, who gets the blame in Philly?
Tony, everybody. Everybody's getting the blame in Philly. Everybody's going to get the blame. They're going to have to share it. I mean, people in Philly may be trying to, you know, prioritize them. I don't care to do that. There's enough blame to go around. I don't even know where it's going to start. For me, in this league, it starts with the players. It's the players' league. And you got two guys with MVP trophies. James Harden and Joel Embiid, in that order chronologically, and my dear friend, Doc Rivers, who you like very, very much as well for a period of decades. Doc's going to get a lot of blame. And all they have That's to share it, Tone. There's no running from it. You can't run from it in Philadelphia anyway. When you have the kinds of games that Embiid and Harden had, Tony, Harden, who used to shoot the ball every time he touched it, now gets within 4 feet of the rim and is looking for a three-point shooter to dish it to with the clock running down. What? I mean, it's not James Harden, even though he had two huge games. The other times, I'm wondering what he's doing, and Embiid, who I voted for MVP, just disappears for long stretches, and he's too good for that. And Al Horford owns him. He's in his head. And That's so, right. you know, and I've been reading the Philly papers, trying to figure out where it is. They're pinning specific things on Doc Rivers about not adjusting and not having the team ready and their various points of view. But the blame's going to fall on all three of them.
Yeah, so let me go to Harden and Embiid first, because as you say, they have been MVPs in the league. Harden, two of the games that Philadelphia won in this series, Harden scored 45 and 42. And then you tell me in a game seven, he takes 11 shots? What?
Yeah.
3 for 11? 11 shots? We have seen him choke in the playoffs before. But if you're capable of scoring 45 points, you cannot take 11 shots in a game. That's you're killing the team. Now we go to Embiid, who, as you say, you voted for MVP. Embiid is great. He's very yappy when it's going well. He does this to the crowd in Philadelphia all the time. Come on, cheer me, applaud me. You love me, don't you? Well, here are his numbers. In a game seven, 5 of 18. And as you say, Al Horford ate him up at least two games in this series.
Killed him.
4 rebounds through three quarters. 4. He's now 0-3 in game sevens leading to conference finals. And he actually said, this is a direct quote, "You can't win alone. I can't win alone. Me and James, we just can't win alone." So are you blaming Tyrese Maxey and Tobias Harris? Because that's what it sounds like. You're the MVP, and you came up small. You came up small. I love Doc Rivers. I'm glad Doc won a ring with the Celtics, because since then, it is a debacle. Okay, this is Doc's records. Come on, Mike. 17-33 in potential series-clinching games. 0-10 in his last 10 games to get to a conference final, and 5 straight game seven losses. I can't imagine that he will be back next year. Someone will hire him because he's great. He's a wonderful person. He's a wonderful coach. But that's where the blame's going to fall, though, because those are the three biggest heads, you know, on the shelf.
They are. They are. They are. I'm not going to sit here and say it's unfair. I can't see. It's hard to see anybody but Embiid sort of back in Philly again with the volume that I seem to sense last night and this morning. Let's move to the West, where the Lakers have sent the defending champs out of the playoffs and into an offseason of big decisions. Steph Curry's 35 years old now, and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green are both 33. Many had figured the Warriors would move on from Draymond, but Tim Kawakami, Northwestern Zone of The Athletic, says he thinks young Jordan Poole or Jonathan Kuminga could be swapped out instead Tony, would it even make sense for the Warriors to try to run it back with their vets?
So if you think that Draymond Green comes back, and so the core is together, Green and Curry and Thompson, albeit a year older. But then you look around the rest of the team. The drafting of James Wiseman was obviously a failure. Much
didn't
like
work.
You, I don't think Jordan Poole is worth the money they're giving him. And Andrew Wiggins, something is going on in his life. He missed a lot of games. So
yeah,
moving forward, do we think that he is dependable? I'm not sure about that. It looks pretty good on paper. And they had the great moment when they went to Sacramento and they won on the road. But to be fair, Sacramento hadn't been in the playoffs in 17 years. And then they lost to the Lakers, a team that needed to get into the main draw through the play-in game. So, Mike, I just don't think Golden State is scary anymore. I think they're in a large pack of teams that are chasing Denver.
Yeah, Tony, I agree with you completely. I don't see running it back as working. It worked for a long time. It was great. I'm in personal mourning. I get springtime trips to Northern California, San Francisco, and Oakland every year since 2013. The last time I think the Warriors weren't even relevant. In 14, I think they lost that seven-game series famously to Doc Rivers and the Clippers. But nonetheless, Tony, it moves on. And they're great young players in the league now like Jokic. And they're ready. They're ready.
Yeah.
And there are teams out there that seem better suited and better situated because they've got draft picks that did work. And they signed free agents. They attracted people that worked. And the Warriors don't know if Bob Myers, the architect, is going to be back. And he's been, seriously, he's been great. And so I root personally for the Warriors and their success. I just do. I like the people, the place, Steve Kerr, Bob Myers, a couple of the owners that I know. I root for them. But, Tone, I don't see it anymore. It moves on from everybody. It moved on from Bird and the Celtics, from Magic and the Lakers, from Michael and the Bulls, from the Bad Boy Pistons, if Kobe
That's
and Shaq.
Right.
It moves on, and I think it is. I think it is.
If you don't make trades, if you don't make trades and give up some people with real ability, you just wither. That's the way it works.
Yes.
John Morant has been suspended from all activities with the Memphis Grizzlies by the team after yet another video surfaced on social media of Morant holding a gun. The league says it is aware of this and is gathering information. Wilbon, your thoughts on what happened and where that might lead?
Tony, it's just sad. It's sad to me on every level. And starting with this young man, he's very young, whatever he is, 23, 24. And his defiance, this is defiance. This is not he doesn't get it. No, he gets it. He doesn't give a damn. That's the problem. And Tony, just in talking to people who are in security and law enforcement and people who are in now, have retired from those professions, and they're involved in sports and looking after people and investigating and doing everything they can, in most cases, to protect and serve. I've talked to several people, and they've said, you can be surprised if you want. We're not surprised. They're not surprised. They know what goes on. They know the stuff we don't know. I heard Kendrick Perkins today, and it was just arresting, because Kendrick Perkins is a guy who has had their ear. And it said to John, his dad, hey, here's some things I think. You ask me, I'm going to tell you. Here's what I think you got to do. You got to avoid how this has to play out. They're not listening. They're not paying attention to Kendrick Perkins. And people can say, oh, they don't have any mentors. Yeah, he does. He doesn't give a damn. And so there needs to be a suspension of undetermined time until the league can figure out what the hell this kid is doing and what he's going to do next, if they can figure that out. But, Tony, it needs to be a long one. And if that means a season or more, then so be it.
So I don't know Ja Morant at all. I can tell he's a fabulous player. I am informed by the stories in our old paper, The Washington Post, over a couple of months about his very troubling behavior. Incidents of altercations in department stores, incidents of altercations at his house with people who are guests at his house. Incidents with guns. Never ends well with guns. Never ends.
No, no.
So what happens is, he understands this and he goes to counseling. He comes out of counseling. He says, I get it. It's my fault. I'm going to change. Can't have this anymore. It's completely on me. He says all the right things. Even after they were eliminated from the playoffs, he says, I understand that my off-court activities probably seeped into the team ethos, and I'm sorry for that. And then he goes on ESPN, and he tells Jalen Rose, and I want to get the quote right, that's not who I am. Well, that is who you are. That is exactly who you are. Because you have done this again. I can't imagine that the NBA at large, from the commissioner's office, can allow Memphis to impose a penalty. This is a league matter now. This is a star player throughout the league. You can't sell these games to the general public if people are running around with guns. I agree with you. It's not going to be another eight games. This is going to have to be something of great significance, as it was with Gilbert Arenas, who was shortly thereafter out. Let's take a break. Coming up, what does the NHL lose with the Maple Leafs and Oilers knocked out of the playoffs?
And how should the Padres feel about getting swept by their rival, the Dodgers? Yeah, Tony, not to mention the part where he's thrown away. He's throwing away hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right.
And he's not stupid. He's not. There's intellect there. He's a fool, but he's not stupid.
Drink deals. Yeah.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Trying to find out what's popping with the populace. That's a good line. I wonder who wrote that. Wasn't me. Let me see the first one.
Mail time.
Put on my glasses to read it. What does the NHL lose with the last two Canadian teams going out of the playoffs?
Well, for one, they lose probably a lot of people think is the best player in the league, and Connor McDavid. You don't get to see him. You don't get to see Draisaitl, who's one of the top five, even though he didn't score at all in like the last four games after starting explosively. So, Tony, you lose Canada. Most importantly, you lose Canada. And I've been in Canada a couple of times in the last few summers, springs, when you don't have a Canadian team in, and it's just sad. It's their sport. It's not our primary sport. And I was hoping that Toronto or Edmonton or both, that's what I was hoping, would be deep in the playoffs, conference finals or finals, and that ain't going to happen, and it's sad.
So I think you lose a certain amount of romanticism. There is a romantic notion that Canadian teams should win because it is the national sport of Canada. But let's be fair here. The Canadian teams aren't made up exclusively of Canadian players. That's
crazy.
They're not. They're Canadian players on every single team in a league, right? There was the original six. There's 26 more teams, and most of them are in the United States. Expansion is a carefully planned team. So you get Dallas, and you get Carolina, and you get Florida, you get Tampa Bay, cities that, by and large, don't even have any snow and
Seattle.
Ice. And they end
Seattle,
up winning.
Luckily, they still in. That's close to Canada.
They end up winning the Stanley Cup. You know, so you know what you really miss for me? The Bruins going out. The Bruins going out is what I miss. The original six teams only had two Canadian teams, Montreal
That's
and Toronto.
Yeah, the Sun Belt. The Sun Belt. Seriously? I mean, we got to have
You're
the, Sun Belt.
The
Stanley Cup
You're
final.
You're sitting in the Sun Belt. Every single day you say, here in the desert. You're in
That's
the Sun
right.
Belt.
They don't need to be
How
in the Stanley Cup finals.
How concerned they're not? Don't worry about it. How concerned should the Padres be about getting swept by the Dodgers?
Not as much as they might have been a year ago, because they hadn't beaten and eliminated the Dodgers, which they did last year in the playoffs. So, you know, it's too early. It's too early to be all that concerned. And I know the Padres, first of all, they spend so much money. I mean, they're in Yankeeville. I'm not even sure who spends more money right now, the Yankees or the Padres, in terms of salary. But it's too early to get concerned, because you don't feel like they own you. This is not anymore like the Packers and the Bears. The Padres got out from under that, at least temporarily, by winning in the postseason. And there's a long summer to go.
So, first of all, the Dodgers are a really good team. Okay, don't make it seem like you got swept by some last place team. Now, you have spent a lot of money if you're San Diego, and you're 19 and 22, I think. The Mets have spent more money. They're 20 and 21. Money alone doesn't do it. It's just not, you just can't throw money at it and assume that you're automatically going to win. I agree with you. We're 40 games in. We got 120 to go. Nothing is set in stone at this point. If this happened in September, you know, I would be a little bit more concerned. But the Dodgers, last 8 years in baseball, have the best record. I just want to get back to the notion that you don't think the Sun Belt should have any hockey teams. You've spent your life in the Sun Belt.
Get out. They don't need one either. You think they need a team here in Arizona where it's playing at a high school rink that draws 5,000? You may not be paying attention, but I am. And I'm from an original Six City. And I go to games and pay my way into playoff games when they're actually in it, okay?
I'm not out here in the desert. I'm here on I-95.
You should be.
Enough email. Let's take one last break. Still to come, the Suns say see ya to Monty Williams.
Kicked him out of the Sun Belt. And we've got a game seven in the NHL, the aforementioned NHL, tonight.
You always mention all these cities you go to, like you're a world traveler. You go to Toronto for basketball playoffs. That's what you're there for, right? Basketball playoffs.
Yeah, but I'd take a side trip to Montreal to watch the Canadiens.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 27th birthday, Alex Verdugo. The Red Sox right fielder already has 3 walk-off hits this season, tying him with Andrew Jones in 1999 and Bobby Bonds in 1973. As the only 3 players since 1920 to have 3 walk-offs in his team's first 30 games of a season. In the bottom of the 10th against Minnesota on April 18th, Verdugo hit a run-scoring single for a 5-4 win. In the bottom of the 10th against Cleveland on April 29th, Verdugo also hit a run-scoring single for an 8-7 win. And in the bottom of the 10th against Toronto on May 1st, Verdugo hit a solo homer for a 6-5 win. Verdugo was the most important piece going to Boston from the Dodgers in the Mookie Betts deal. And so far this season, Verdugo's hitting .299, 5 homers, 18 RBI.
That's nice, but Betts has already won a World Series. He's been in the top 5 of the MVP situation of voting twice in the time since he left Boston. He's not hitting much for average right now, .250, but he's got 9 home runs. His power numbers, I think 24 runs better than his power numbers, are fine. And he's Mookie Betts, baby. He's Mookie Betts.
Yeah, I don't think anybody compares Verdugo to Betts. That would be crazy.
No.
Not so happy anniversary, Jose Bautista. On this day 7 years ago, Joey Bats of Toronto took a clean, straight right hand to the face from Rougned Odor. This is a big punch. And to Bautista's credit, he didn't go down. The history that led to that punch went back a full season. The Rangers were steamed at Bautista's extravagant bat flip the year before in a playoff game. Just prior to this punch, Bautista had been plunked by a Rangers pitcher. An obvious hello, how you doing, from the bat flip. Bautista then deliberately slid hard into Odor at second on the next pitch, and Odor MMA'd Bautista in the face.
Boom! Boom! I don't blame him. You know, we haven't talked much about bat flips. That was all the rage then, and to talk about it. It just seems like it went away. What's up with that? It's not important anymore? Doesn't offend anybody? Doesn't violate baseball's unwritten rules?
I don't think it went away. I think you've been watching the NBA. Happy trails, Monty Williams.
7 years.
New Phoenix owner Matt Ishbia didn't wait even an hour to fire Williams in the aftermath of Phoenix's 25-point playoff loss to Denver over the weekend. Williams had coached the Suns for 4 years. He was coach of the year last year. 2 years ago, he took the Suns to the NBA Finals. But this was the second straight year the Suns were blown out at home in their last playoff game. Last year, Dallas beat them by 33 points in a conference semifinal. Williams posted a laudable 194-115 regular season record. He's 27-19 in the playoffs. Nick Nurse and Mike Budenholzer are names popping up as candidates in Phoenix. Both have won championships and both were just fired.
Yeah, I like one of those names more than the other, the Canadian one. Tony Ayton. I'm not going to go Stephen A., who blames all of the firing of Monty Williams on DeAndre Ayton, but I think it's a chunk of it. They should have either let him walk and replaced him some other way or gotten a trade done so that Ayton wouldn't be there. Because otherwise, I mean, that team seemed to get along so well. With Ayton, he was always just a problem, never more so than in these playoffs when he just wasn't up to it. Wasn't up to it at all. Love Monty Williams.
I thought that Ayton was Wilt Chamberlain. We were told he was Wilt Chamberlain. Now, 2 years later, he's got to go?
5 years later. 5 years ago, he was drafted.
5 years later? Time flies, doesn't it?
It
does. Let's go to the big finish. Wilson Contreras will return to catcher for the Cardinals tonight. Are you surprised by that?
No, I'm not, because that's why they got him. The Cardinals, by the way, sadly, have won 3 in a row in 6 of 7. Jason Day. You're always taking shots at. I like Jason Day. Shot 62 on Sunday to win the Byron Nelson for his first victory in 5 years. Please tell me you're impressed.
I'm glad he's healthy again. He's very popular with fans. People like Jason Day.
Yes.
Oklahoma is the number one seed in the NCAA softball tournament. Does that make sense to you?
My God, yes. They're going for their third straight. They're 51-1 on the season. I'm glad we're in another region hosting our own Northwestern, and maybe we won't have to play them, but everybody's got to play them. CBS hired Matt Ryan as a studio and game analyst. Is that a good fit?
Wait a second. Does that mean that Matt Ryan is out? He's not going to play football anymore?
He says he's not retiring.
This is not a retirement. Then what is it? If you're going to go work for someone, what exactly is it?
What quarterbacks do now?
Last one, Kraken. You're cracking at the Stars in Game 7 tonight.
He got.
I'm rooting for the team closest to Canada. So I'm rooting for the Kraken and not for anybody else from the Sun Belt. You got that, Mr. I-95?
Kraken's not in the Sun Belt. Not Seattle.
No.
Not yet. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. Shout out to the baseball team at St. John's College High School in D.C.
Oh, wow. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, PTI.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.